Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim chapter 5, Mishnahs 5 and 6. So the Mishnah begins. Misha aved mimenu hosamo. So somebody who purchased a token, and he lost the token, so what happens to him? Can he still get his nesachim? Can he still get his minchas, his flowers, oil? So the Mishnah says, Mamtinin lo ad ha'eref. So he actually has to wait till the evening, because in the evening, we've learned previously that in the evening they do an accounting to make sure the tokens and the money work out. So imatzolo kidei chosamo. So if, for example, his token cost $5, and they find that there was five extra dollars in the account, more than tokens, so they realize that they were missing a token, and one token wasn't cashed in. No, it's Ninlo. Then they assume that was his token, and they do give him what he claims he had purchased. Vim lav, however, if they don't find extra money, lo hai lo, he gets nothing. Vishem ayom kasav aleim ibnei haramayim. And on these tokens, they would actually write the date, and Rabbi Bartanuria explains that with the date, they would write yom ploni, which date is, v'chodesh ploni, which month it is. And they did this mipnei haramayim, because there were people who were trying to deceive the Beis HaMikdash, who would find or take token and say, oh, I paid for this, and now the Beis HaMikdash would have a way to say, no, you didn't, because this token says 10th of Sivan, and today it's the 12th of Sivan, so it's no way that you paid for this today. That concludes the 5th Mishnah. So the 6th Mishnah begins by saying, Shtei Shakos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were two collection chambers in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, and this is actually in addition to what we're going to learn about in the next chapter, where we'll see that there was 13 collection chests. So what were these two chambers? So one was called Achas Lishkas Hashayim, V'Achas Lishkas Hakelim. So one was called the Chamber of the Discreet, and the other was called the Utensil Chamber. So what is this all about? So the Mishnah says, Lishkas Hashayim, so the Chamber of the Discreet, Yirei Chet Nosnim Lisocha B'Hashay. So it was called discreet because people who feared sin would put money into it secretly. Why? V'aniyim b'nei tovim miparnasi mitocha b'chashai. And people, poor people of good families, would come and take their money from it in a discreet manner. In other words, we have the principle that the highest form of charity, besides getting somebody a job, the highest form of charity is to give a donation without you knowing who you're giving it to, and for the person to take a donation from without them knowing who they're taking it from. So this office in the Beis HaMikdash was there for that. So people could throw money in, and then other people can come on the other side and take money, and nobody knew who was putting it in, nobody knew who was taking the money out. And the Mishnah continues, the Lishkat Hakelim. So what's the story? The Mishnah wants to tell us what's the story with this utensil chamber. So Kol Mishu Minadev Kli Zarkot Lisocha. So anybody who promised to bring a vessel to the Beis HaMikdash, we put it in there. Va'achas l'shloshim yom. So once every 30 days, gizbarin poschein osa. So once every 30 days, the accountants, the temple accountants, would open it up. V'kol kli shematzo bo sorech lebedek habayis manichin osa. Any kli or any vessel they found that they could actually use in it, they would use in the Beis HaMikdash. They would, you know, towards the upkeep of the temple, they would use it, they would hold on to it. Vashar nimkarin b'demehen. Anything else that they didn't find, that they said that they couldn't actually use in the help, they would sell it. Their leftover b'nei and their money v'nofen l'lishkas b'adekabayis. And the money from those vessels would go towards the upkeep of the temple. That concludes the 6th Mishnah and the 5th chapter. I hope everyone has a great day.